The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 1017 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the lunch break on 1017 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right. I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Hop over this, man.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Yes, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm filling in for Ray on the lunch break. My name is Manan Sabir. I'm your host, and I know you're sitting at your desk, and I think your lunch may be getting cold, but the world is not slowing down. It is not slowing down. Maybe Shannon is coming up. She's coming really soon. But I got to tell y'all, I was just coming in, and as I was walking in, this guy rounds the corner, almost hits me with his Volvo. Yep, and guess what? I almost had a Volvo. He looked at me. I think it was like, you know, I think when you're driving through a parking lot, please look where you're going, because I don't want to be a part of the Volvo committee or the Lexus committee. If it's a Maybach, I'll get nicked. I might get nicked. I'll definitely be like Tracy Morgan rolling through Brooklyn and Bronzeville up in New York. But yeah, man, I was walking and dude just whoop, almost got me. Wasn't even looking. He was on his phone. So welcome back. I'm happy. I'm very, very happy. This is the lunch break, and you know, I'm filling in for Ray, and Shannon's coming really soon. I watched the BET Awards. And I really want people to understand that the BET Awards are just what it is. And if you weren't watching, please allow us to catch you up, because some of it was historic, some of it was controversial, and some of it had people on Twitter. I think it's not even Twitter anymore. I think it's X. Had them like almost losing their minds, because I was trying to put together whether or not I wanted to watch it, like recap, do all the whole, you know, rabbit hole, BET Awards rabbit hole, and I did, and I was not disappointed. After so many years of BET Awards and all of that, I really finally got a chance to see the real BET Awards. Now, you can say what you want about BET and how it got sold off to Viacom and all this other stuff, but I was excited. The first I think concert or awards I looked at was the Teyana Taylor, and Teyana swept the night. I ain't gonna lie, Teyana really, really swept the night. She got Icon of the Year award. She's the best actress in she got the best actress of whatever award. She video director. She's a fashion and the Fashion Vanguard Award. But here's the crazy part. Here's the most the wildest part, Janet Jackson. You know, the 60-year-old. How old is Janet Jackson now? I think she's like 60. She's 60? Man, Janet looked like she about 25. She looked great. Like, looks like she just didn't age at all. And if you grew up in my era and you recognize how, you know, the things, the transitions and the phases Janet has gone through, it's almost like she's Teflon. She has not aged at all. She worked for her career and she got it. So I'm excited that Teyana Taylor won Icon of the Year award. But she said during her monologue, her speech, she said she worked her off for 20 years. 20 years. So for those of you who feel like you have not done anything in your life and you are 25 years old, just imagine that you got about 15 more years left. You got to keep on going. You can't stop. Teyana Taylor, if you remember, if you look back to some of the videos, some of like the videos, she was really, really young when she first got started. She had that one video where she was on her actual block on a bike, but that was her real bike. She always used to ride around, I think, not Brooklyn, but Harlem. She always used to run around Harlem, you know, going back and forth on her bike, going back and forth to the King's store, wherever she was going. But on that bike, that was her mode of transportation. She worked her tail off, and she gave homage to her, I guess, I don't want to call her an idol, but her entertainer mentor, which was Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson didn't even know, but it was cool. It was real, real cool. I liked it. So she said she worked her little tail off. It was a tearjerker. She came with it with the blue outfit. That was cool. I like how it was dropped down to the floor. It's covered up. Right on, Teyana Taylor. And I think she came out with a new album. No, it's a new song. I think new song or new video. But the gentleman who was on our show earlier last week, his name is Michael Jordan Payton. He actually directed her new video. So if you go to her, Instagram page, she has the video up. It's pretty cool. It's like an ode to the 1990s. So if you look it up, y'all can find it. So Teyana Taylor, shout out to you. You did your thing. And the clips for, believe it or not, won album of the year for Let God Sort Them Out. And that was a cold album too. So that same album was snubbed at the Grammys. It was definitely snubbed at the Grammys. I think definitely that album has been a theme. Zach, did you like that album?
No, I don't listen to that type of music.
Oh, dang. Appreciate it, man. But yeah, that album definitely probably, I mean, in my opinion, probably could have got some, you know, some extra hits, but they got album of the year, and probably is a consolation prize too, though, you know, for not getting that Grammy, because they put in some work. And then Kendrick Lamar got best hip hop artist for the ninth time, so he got more than Drake, more than Ye, and that was cool. That was cool. I like that. I'm gonna let that marinate. And then Kalani wins Video of the Year for Folded. I think that was a surprise. So
really?
Yeah, that was a surprise. What up, Shannon?
What's up? Look, I just jumped on it like really?
Really?
Dang, but you know what?
Really?
Kalani owes Steve the Stoner some money on. Oh, I feel like he did a lot of he made her go viral a lot. Like, people all over know who he is off them Folded videos.
Tell me about
Chris
it.
Chris Brown was like reposting it. So That's just my opinion on that, but she needs to send it up.
Yeah, she. Hey, look, if she ain't paying him right now, she need to pay him. She need to pay him right now.
Right.
They should give him.
Milwaukee
the
got to come together and shake her down. No, I'm joking.
Right. We do come not on, do Milwaukee. Shakedowns. Get it together, baby. What? So do you watch? Did you watch the whole thing?
I did not. I didn't even watch the BET Awards. I don't even watch TV. I'm like, I literally just made a status like the other day. Like, I just started watching TV again, guys. Look.
Oh, yeah. I remember you were talking about this a while ago.
I didn't watch TV.
Yeah. No. You just read books.
So, read books and watch clips. I watch TikTok. So, today when I'm scrolling, I'll get all my information in like
3 minutes.
You know, I'll catch up.
Yeah.
So, I'll catch up.
Oh, that's wild. That's wild. I didn't even know that.
No TV for me.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a lot of work to just set it up and
it is.
Turn it on. And yeah. Man, I moved like, what, a few months ago, and then my sister came over. She was like, "Yo, TV not plugged." And I was like, "I don't watch it."
Right.
I don't know. Like, plug it in. I don't know what to do with that. Like, I don't know.
You just give your sister
my dog
some advice.
Didn't even know what the TV was. Look, it was like, what is that? Like, sound coming from that thing?
Right. That's wild, man. You know, I'm excited that you ain't got no TV, because there's a lot of people that are cutting the cord.
Man.
I'm cutting.
I think it's easier to stop watching TV low-key just because mm-hmm. everything is on your phone anyways. And like I say, you can get the most of your information on your phone. The yeah. things you need to know, it'll come across your newsfeed. You'll be all right.
That's true. Well, all right. Speaking of people who have opinions, everything about everything and never let you forget it, we can talk about LeVar Ball and his, you know, thing, whatever he got going on, coming up next after these messages.
Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Lunch Break. I'm your host, filling in for Ray Nitty, and we got Baby Shannon. What's up, Baby Shannon?
What's up? What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, had a late start to the day. It was, what do you call it, when they rerouted a little bit on my way here.
Oh, yeah.
It was an accident, man. I was like, dude. And it was like, you know, one of those ones that they hadn't cleaned up yet. They was just now blocking off like multiple blocks. It was really bad. So,
oh no.
Gotta watch out for the motorcycle. You gotta watch out for the motorcycles when you're driving.
You definitely know? Do. I on my way here, it's interesting. I was on the way here and it was a big hoot to do on the ramp. So I had to go all the way around and take the street
what
to get
it. What is that? Here. Wait, what's a hoot to do?
A hoot to do is it was an accident. But I called it a hoot to do because I didn't know what was going on. It could have been a fire.
I thought that was a type of car. I was like, what is a hoot to do? Is that a normal thing?
It's a hoot to do? Is this a made up word? I just made the
Do
word
other
up.
People say this? Okay.
My mama said, I think. Oh my.
So it's not a made up word. It's thing. I was like, wait, is that?
It's kind of, yeah. It, you know, it's a made up word. Who says hootie doo? Y'all call in 833-212-1017. Do you say hootie doo? Man, we are on something today. I don't know what's going on.
That is funny.
Yeah, I forgot to shout out. Lauryn Hill. Congratulations to Lauryn Hill, man. I know some people that are in her camp, and I've encountered people that are in her camp. And man, they have resurrected her career. I'm excited. Really? Thank you for Lauryn Hill. Thank you for giving us that speech. Did you see it? Did you see her speech?
No. Tell me more.
I don't remember any of the speech. I
just that sounded sarcastic, feeling. But I do want to know more.
The feeling was mutual, Lauryn Hill. Shout out to you.
Wait.
So she basically was saying that she was, if somebody could pull that up, I wish we can drop that, but we can't. But basically she was saying that she is happy to serve people, and she fights behind the scenes for a lot of people's rights in the music industry, because you have a lot of people who aren't who don't have rights, and so she's working her tirelessly to make it happen. And man, that it was very refreshing to hear people say that, rather than say that kind of the normal icon of the year or icon of the decade speech. Like, she really gave it to the people, and that's what she's about. And I recognize that we all have something to do, and that something to do is basically serve. So thank you, Lauryn Hill. Appreciate it.
That's what's up. Good for her.
Yeah. I like it. I understand what's, you know, what the deal is.
So what would you say was the highlight of the BET Awards, aside from her speech? Or would you say her speech was the highlight?
She performed, and then other people performed her songs. So, you know, you can't call Lauryn Hill a one-hit wonder. I think she's a one-album wonder. And
well, yeah.
Or two albums.
Did she
two
have
albums.
Another one? Yeah. Oh.
Basically, she had like a cappella albums, like one or two a cappella albums. Then she had of course, she had The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. She had The Fugees, The Refugee Camp. Like, so I think pretty much she was like one and a half albums, basically. But, you know, you can't.
She had one and a half. She had more than one album.
Right.
She had one and a half.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So if you are under 35, you ain't heard Lauryn Hill, please go back and listen to Lauryn Hill.
Look, I got some homework to do. Cause all I'm drumming my pain with his fingers. Please tell me that's Lauryn Hill.
That's Lauryn Hill. Right? That's Lauryn Hill.
Ah! Yeah.
And that's on the Fugees. That's on the Fugees album, the one that went like 89 platinums.
Wait. Nah, that ain't her.
What?
I was gonna say.
What?
Who sings that? How you gonna win if you ain't right within?
That's her. Yeah, that's Lauryn.
Ah,
that's Lauryn from The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Yes, you are on point.
I know what's going on.
Your parents educated you just a tiny bit.
It wasn't them. It was probably my older siblings, because they was listening
right on to
the Temptations.
What?
My parents was like 40 when they had me. I'm telling you. I'd be trying to tell people, I'd be missing out on a whole like age gap of music. And they like, your parents should have been listening to this. I was like, my parents were already 40 when they had me. They was in their 50s when I was like 10. They was well, not in their 40s. I believe my dad was literally 40 and my mom was like probably what, 4 years younger.
You was probably
they were mature.
You probably were 10. You were like, Dad, let's race. He's like, mm-mm. No.
Look, we can cruise in the car.
We can get in this Cadillac.
Literally, though.
Oh, y'all had a caddy?
We had a Cadillac.
Oh. Welcome to Milwaukee, where Cadillacs
are always
clean. If
you see my dad,
clean.
You'll be like, he looks like a Cadillac type of guy.
Really?
He had a Cadillac. He does.
Hold up a poster of him one very quick. We need to see who,
a poster. No, I gotta find one. Look, I gotta, first of all, I gotta get pictures approved by him. So listen, after our break, I'll pull up a picture. But he's a funny dude. Y'all gotta listen. Y'all gotta meet him.
Yeah, we gotta meet him. We gotta have him in studio. We gotta have all the parents. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna have a parents' day.
Parents'
in studio.
Day at the Truth.
Yes, parents' day at the Truth. 101.7 The Truth. You guys. If you guys want to see parents at the Truth Radio Station for Parents' Day, it's ad hoc, 833-212-1017. Or hit us up on the chat, and we're going to have Parents'
That's
Day.
Funny.
So tell me about LeVar Ball. What's up with this guy?
Dude, so I've been seeing him go viral lately because he was on stream with one of these streamers, right?
Yeah. I don't understand streaming, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
He has a new girl. Look, that's a whole conversation to be had, because you got to understand it. We got to get you on the streaming.
Let's get it.
But I guess he has like a new girlfriend, and he was kind of like, I don't want to say verbally abusing her, but he was like really mean to her. He's like, give me a paper towel quicker than that. Blah, blah, blah. Like just talking to her like
what?
Very like, go get my paper towel. You need to move quicker. Like, just like angry. Like, dude, are you good?
No, he ain't good, because I know he's an amputee from diabetes too.
Yeah. But the streamer must have asked like something along the lines of what happened to his wife, whatever, whatever. And he's like, after 30 years, I guess she wanted to do something different and da da da. Like, and a lot of the discourse around that is people saying, well, he nursed her back to health after she had a stroke, and now he lost part of his foot and she leaves him high and dry. That's the discourse. one way. Mm-hmm. But the other way, people are like, do you see how he talks to his new girlfriend? Have you seen the way he talked to them on the show that they had? Do you see how this man acts in general? She probably is tired. And a lot of people are like, it takes a lot for a 60-year-old woman mm-hmm. to up and leave her husband after raising three kids, going through all of this stuff with them. It takes a lot. And a lot of people are kind of speculating like she endured enough and she was just tired.
Yeah.
Not she just wanted to go do something else. I personally don't believe that. What you think about that? You think she was just like, you know, I'm a new woman. Stella got her groove back. I'm finna go do something else.
Man, their case is a different case in humanity. Like he's a different breed. Mm-hmm. Imagine like raising three boys. They all go to basically the NBA. One goes, you know, gets a rap career. That's, you know, fledgling. And, you know, you kind of like resting. And he's chilling at home. You're looking at his wife who, and mind you, she had a stroke. And not only did she have a stroke, like you said, but she had aphasia. So she, like, her face, like some, she's probably partially paralyzed somewhere. And he was just looking at her like, man, I this is the end of the road. He probably mentioned it first. You think so? Or that she was like...
I would say, I personally feel like the way he seems as a person, like, I don't know the man personally, mm-hmm. so I can't say how he is, but, like, from the video clips that I've seen, like, probably, he probably did mention it, or he probably pushed her to the edge. Like, yeah. What woman facing, like, things like that wants to leave a 30-year marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who... Like, oh, she just wanted to do something else. I don't think that's true. I feel like that man pushed her to her end's wit. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, yeah, he nursed her back after the stroke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a lot of mention, too, around, like, how much she did in the household. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like a lot of times people forget that those kids are actually really smart, too.
Yeah, they are.
What was brought up. They're really smart. And they've said it before, like, mom was the one, like, making sure our schoolwork was good and we were going to school and we, you know, basically taking care of the home. So mm-hmm. he could yell all day and put a ball in their hand. But she also did a lot of work to get them boys where they at. So
that's true. Al, what's up?
Paul, I'm going to say, if a woman has been in a marriage for 30 years and her face is lopsided, she is still a woman. Why should she stay?
Oh, that's right.
If his circuit breakers keep going off, she can't get off, and he lays there and snore and fart all night and just go through the basic rate routine, she better get up and get her groove back. Why should she sit there for kibbles and bits and stale goods just to look at something that she don't want to touch anyway? Why would she do that?
Ain't
no marriage that strong. That's how you become jaded and bitter and then got to look at that uncomfortable body, widow at a waddle, back and forth to the bedroom and just to lay next to you and you sitting there just irritated looking at them. If her face is paralyzed, she needs to find somebody who re-paralyze that face and bring it back, because obviously it's not her husband, because sometimes people get lazy in relationships and they think everything is routine and a chore, and she can go to somebody else who will be gladly to do it. Because what he won't do, several men will. Because y'all will do it too if you ain't going to get caught. And then pull up the Bible and marriages to make her feel back and still give her a good 5 seconds. Because 15 seconds going to have your heart palpitation.
I know that's right, Al. I agree. I'm pretty sure that woman was at her end's wit. Like, she probably was like, you know what? I'm going to get on out of here. I'm going to enjoy the last few years of my life. You ain't finna bother me. Look, I done gave you 30. Time to go. Look.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. But don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we got a question for you and for Shannon. That might get us in trouble. Do you have your black card? We'll explain. Stay with us. Let's take a break. Get ready, 101.7 The True Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by emailing sierra.brown, that's sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. And this is proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union and American Family Insurance. And at American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. And Shannon, welcome back to the lunch break, y'all. What's up, Shannon?
What's up?
So, Shannon, I need to know, I got a few questions. I want to know if you are a black card holder.
So I need to know. What are we basing this on? What's the basis, right? Like, give me at least five qualifications.
Okay, so I think we're going to talk. I think can you hear me? One of the qualifications is that I want to know if you have your black card based around pop culture, food, music, slang. You could test me too, because there's some things I just don't know.
Okay,
you ready?
Well, you asked the question, so I'm ready for the test.
All right, cool.
You test me. Let me see
if you got your black card. I want people to understand this may not even work. Name the original members of Destiny Child.
Ooh, hold on. Wait a minute. Beyonce.
Mm-mm. Yep.
Was LaToya there originally?
Okay.
Was Kelly?
Yep. All right. You got one more.
Oh, man. I don't think Michelle was there in the beginning, was she?
No.
Was she not?
No, she
okay.
She
so at least I knew she wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I don't know who was. Was it Solange?
Solange, call in. Call in, Solange.
Who was there?
Latavia Robertson.
Who is that?
Man, do we got a picture of her? Zach, is there a picture of her? Can we put up Latavia?
Now I gotta look this
Here's
up.
What I think Latavia had a fallout though with all of them. Latavia couldn't hang. Or I think she wanted the top spot. She can't have the top spot when Matthew Knowles is in charge.
Literally, be serious. Come on now.
All right, next question number two. Let's see if people let's see if people in our Truth Nation land get this one though. What year did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air premiere?
Oh, man, that's too hard. That's hard because I think it was 90.
Come on. Don't be careful now. 97? That's the.
Was it?
Nah, man. Nah. 1990.
When did it premiere?
1990.
I wasn't even born.
That don't mean you can't.
How would I know that?
That don't mean you can't understand pop culture history.
That's too deep in the history bag now. I know Fresh Prince and I still watched it growing up. But the year it started, I wasn't even born, and I'm supposed to know that.
What was your favorite episode?
Dude, my favorite episode. No, let me stop. I was gonna say when Hillary's fiance proposed to her. Will you
marry me? She was like, yes.
That's funny.
Okay, finish the lyric. Started from the bottom, now we.
here.
Yes.
You gotta know that.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole team started from the bottom. Now we're here.
What is the name of the cookout dish that has mayonnaise and eggs?
Mayonnaise?
Come on now.
What do you mean?
Do you know how to cook?
Potato salad?
Yeah, potato salad. Yes, there you go. Potato salad.
Oh, like I'm like mayonnaise. Yeah. Like, what do we put in? Or low key, my brain automatically went to deviled eggs, but deviled eggs don't got mayonnaise.
Oh, right. Yeah. Deviled eggs, too.
I don't know why my mind went there, but I was like,
yeah.
Wait, they don't got mayonnaise, but deviled eggs are good.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another one. Who said, I don't want a lot for Christmas? There's just one thing I need.
But wait, say again?
Who said, I don't want a lot for Christmas? There is just one thing I need. And what's the black? Yeah, what's the black version of the Christmas classic?
Mariah Carey, no?
Yes, Mariah, yeah.
But that's the same.
But who sings like the kind of like the black, like it's like the Midwest version of that, of the Christmas classic?
The Midwest version?
I say
really
the Midwest
horrible.
Version because this person that I'm thinking of is from Chicago. He's not alive anymore.
Who? Twist? No, Twist is alive. Twister. Let me stop.
He does have a Christmas song, though. But no, that's not, he ain't singing. It's Donny Hathaway.
You got to sing it now. You got to sing it.
What?
You said there's a Midwest version of a Christmas song?
What? I'm not singing that. All right, I'm going to sing it.
I don't know it.
I'm going to sing it. This Christmas fireside.
Okay, I know exactly. I know that song. I do know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's Chris Brown. Crazy.
Oh, that's Chris Brown. No, man. Your black card is about to be gone. All right. What does finna? Okay. Ooh, this is a good one. We're gonna talk about language. You could test me too. What does finna mean?
Finna is about to. Yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm about to do this.
Fin two. Yeah. Oh, that's the Milwaukee thing. Fin two.
Yeah. I'm fin two.
Oh, so if a black person says something twice, if they say something like, you better get over there for real, what does that mean?
That's to add a little razzle dazzle to show importance of something.
Right.
Like, or it could be used to assure something like, Shannon? Like, am I right? Like, is that Shannon? Like, we on the same page? So it could be, you know, it depends on the context of the conversation.
Yeah, you right. I feel that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Name one thing that you absolutely do not do at a black cookout.
What do you not do?
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't put your hand in nobody's food.
Ooh,
you don't
yes.
eat out the thing. That's but you know what? I almost start.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, start it.
You don't do that. That's trifling.
That is
like people that like use their hands and like grab stuff instead of finding tongs or like forks.
Yeah.
You don't double dip the chip.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like you had a different answer. I just kind of no, like, you know I, what you don't do.
I ain't got man. Listen. Or what about asking when a kid run past you? You don't ask somebody whose kid that is. Whose kid is that?
I do.
You do?
Who baby is that? Yeah, who baby is that?
You do?
That ain't got big.
I didn't. I thought that was a taboo.
Better get this badass kid away from me.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess so then. Yeah.
Look, who the mama? Look, okay. Somebody get this baby.
Okay. No, I mean, you know, maybe I was just one of those kids that nobody's parents had asked. I mean, man, my dad was real. He was one of those guys. He's like, just don't ask me about my kids.
Really?
Yeah. For real. Because you don't ask a dude who's an alpha male whether you know whose kid this is. You just gonna go with it. You gotta go with it. He was like domineering though. You couldn't just be like, "Hey man, is that your son?" Nah, you should know. We look alike.
Why not?
We look alike. We sound alike.
But that's different. That's different. But if the kid don't look alike and I don't know you got a kid, it's kind of like, wait, is that your kid? Is this a little Manon? Like,
yeah. Okay,
he got big. You know how that go? Like, this little Manon.
Is salt and pepper a seasoning?
Oh my. I think it's a base.
It's a base of
salt
a seasoning.
Salt and pepper is like, it's a base, right? Like, it's like, it's salt, pepper, and then you go into your others. You know, you always start salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Even if you don't use a lot of it. I don't know. I feel like, personally, like, I use it for everything. I'm like, I put a little salt and pepper, and then you go into your other seasonings.
Mm.
I don't know. Mm. Everything deserves a little salt and pepper.
Yeah. But, you know, is...
Ooh.
What about seasoning?
I got a question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm thinking. I'm reversing the questions on you after this. I'm thinking. I'm loading up.
You loading up?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it after break? We can yeah. Handle this. Shoot, I need my black card.
We can do it.
I gotta.
I'm ready. I got some. Go I got questions.
I got a gold card, a black card. Shoot.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
okay.
Look. If you are listening and you got a gold card and black card, please tune in. Tell people to tune in on the chat. Let us know what you're thinking if you got a gold card and black card. Shannon, I'm going to give you a provisional card. This is a very, very, very much provisional.
Thank you.
It's not temporary provisional. It's actually provisional. It's, you know, it's you sliding through. So, and we'll revisit this after the break. So when we come back, we're going to continue with our black card version of black card, you know, at the Truth radio station.
Trivia.
Hey, y'all, we're going to take a break. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere.
We are talking black card and whether or not I can get my black card back from our buddy, maybe Shannon. But first, UW-Milwaukee ROAR program. At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. ROAR Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus from science and tech to art, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/warready, my alma mater. Thank you, UWM. So now I'm ready for my black card. Y'all, help me out. Or don't help me out. I don't need no cheat. Come on. Go. I'm ready.
All right. Got to clear my... Okay, boom. So.
Ready.
What song is guaranteed to get the family on the dance floor at the family reunion or at the cookout? What's one of the songs? There's a few of them. So I'm gonna give you more grace, right?
Okay.
The whole family? Mm-hmm.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. What's that song? What's that song by Earth, Wind, and Fire? Oh, what is that song by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Group dance? You can do a group dance to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, the bus stop. The wobble.
Okay. Wait, what's the bus stop?
This is what they called it back in the day. Back in my day, they called it. Oh, that's cold.
They called it the wobble. They called it the bus stop.
The bus stop.
No, I feel like.
It's a line dance, man. Hey, look. Somebody help me out with. It's the bus stop. It's called the bus stop. Line dance, the wobble.
I've never heard that.
We call it, man, it's not all the same.
Call it the wobble, the bus stop.
It's basically the bus stop.
I need somebody to back up this claim. Man. I don't think that's true, Manon.
I need my black card.
I'm taking it away because you made up the bus stop.
I didn't make up the bus stop. Somebody call in. I need some help on this one, man, because this is Shannon over here talking about she didn't she don't know about the bus stop. Shannon, you only grew up in Milwaukee. You need some cousins in Chicago.
So where did the bus stop come from?
I don't know. But, you know, I'm pretty sure it was made up in Chicago. If I can't attribute it to Milwaukee, goodness. I got to go to our country cousins.
Right, our country cousins. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what's a seasoning staple in every Black pantry? What's a staple? Remember I said salt and pepper basically goes on everything. Growing up, what's a staple seasoning?
Seasoning salt.
Mm.
Yeah. Am I right?
Okay. You're right. You're right.
Seasoning salt.
I thought I had you.
Yes.
With that one.
Yes.
First of all, this one is just me throwing you a curveball because you asked me about Destiny's Child. Who was the original members of 3LW?
3LW?
What?
I like 3LW growing up.
Who is that? Is that like some coding language or something? You learned that in computer class in high school?
You know what 3LW is.
That's not a part of any part of Black Card anything. That's just like it's some. Not, but that's like some.
me trying to get my lick back.
Man, I don't know. Who was it? You know?
I don't know.
How you gonna have a Black Card game and not know your answer to your question? Zach, you should have saw Zach's face. Like what? You know how Zach be like, what?
What's her name? What's the lady's name?
You don't even know the lady's name.
The one that's on like the show with Ghost. Like, I don't even watch TV, so I can't tell you.
Oh, you talking about the lady from Atlanta.
Natari. Is that her name? Natari.
No, it ain't.
No.
Oh, it ain't Natari. It's the lady
yes,
who.
Yes, it is.
How is it Natari? Is Natari? That's her name, Natari? Go ahead, Zach. I know you're looking at it. Oh, Zach ain't looking at it. I'm gonna look this.
I don't even know how to spell that.
Me either. You gotta look up the show, the 50 Cent Power. She's on Power.
Members of the group.
And then the other one is her name was like the one with the gap that be like promiseth.
Oh, you right. Natari Naughton, Adrienne Bylon, and Kelly. Williams.
Keely, yeah, the Prometheus. She had that gap in the speech impediment. She said, I'm getting a little tired of you, fucking Prometheus.
No, I got to turn the mic. It's like, turn her mic off.
For real. That was the original members. And then, like, those two went on and they did Cheetah Girls. That's, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They were like a big thing. I feel like that's partially like Black girls know that. Like they were our first, like, I think they the only like girl group that was like mostly Black women on Disney or only.
And they all
like,
went
it was
on
more
to
more diverse.
They all went on to do
they
like
were Cheetah Girls.
Yeah. They went on to do some and yeah. Cheetah Girls blew up. They so left, they need
ah. They left our homegirl Natari out of it. They was being haters.
They left Natari
Justice
out of it?
For Natari. Yeah, once they broke, well, they broke up because it was like a whole beef. They were younger, but it was a whole beef, and like they threw some chicken at her. It was crazy. Yeah, KFC. You got to look this up. This is things you need to know.
What kind of chicken did they throw? A wing? Did they throw a leg?
I think it was
a
drumstick.
It was a drumstick?
No. It was like some kid beef, and they was like at KFC, and like somebody threw they $5 fill up on her.
They threw a $5.
I don't know. I don't think they had that
did
back
they,
then.
Did they add That's the gravy? Did they add the gravy and the mashed potatoes?
Oh my goodness, they did. In my head, I wasn't there, but you know, and it wasn't until recently that they actually admitted to assaulting her. And like people thought she was lying. And
but how do we find out about
like,
the chicken
for a long
though?
Time.
How do we find out
because
about the chicken?
She said it.
She said they
she
threw
said
chicken.
It. Mm-hmm.
I would never admit that to somebody throwing a chicken bone at me. I couldn't do it. How you gonna throw chicken at me?
But recently the truth set them free. But that's why she's the only one with a flourishing career for real, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
50 Cent. You know what I mean? Like, she disappeared about that after chicken that for wing. A while.
Yeah.
Exactly. And was like, you know what? We gonna avenge you.
Yeah.
Get her a roll. She's been hot ever since, so.
You got one more?
I got one more. Hold Let's on. Do it. After finish the phrase, you got McDonald's money. What sentence normally comes after that?
You got McDonald's money. Cause I ain't got it.
We got McDonald's at home. That's what I feel like comes after that. We got McDonald's at home.
Oh, look, cause that's like a part. I don't know. I mean, this is your game, so you know I probably lost.
Hey, I feel like you definitely lost. So look, you don't even get a provisional card. I'm gonna go ahead take yours, and now I got one.
Dang,
is that how that works? Is that how it works? Ooh,
yeah.
Name one movie, and we're gonna see if it's one of the movies that I have in mind.
Yeah,
that people will be like, you lost your black card if you haven't seen X movie.
Five Heartbeats. Bang. You lost your black card, Zach.
That's one of them. And I know because I have not seen it.
You lost your black card, too. You have not seen Five Heartbeats?
No. Dang.
I've Juice, never heard of it.
Juice, State Property, Poetic Justice, none of those. Y'all,
Friday.
You never seen any of them.
I've seen Friday. I've seen Poetic Justice.
Dang. That's wild.
That's it. That's all I got.
Hey, y'all. Shannon, I appreciate you for coming through on the lunch break. You are what you are, the best. Hey, y'all. Real quick, UW Milwaukee Roar Program at UW Milwaukee. Students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. War ready, let students in K through 12th grade join in on hands-on programs across campus, from science and tech to art, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started at uw.edu/warready. And Shannon, thank you for coming again. Definitely appreciate you. We're not done. This conversation gets deeper because up next, it's The Grapevine with yours truly, Manon Sabir. And Shannon, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all.
Thank you for hanging with me on the lunch break.
Yes, we're going to do it again. We got to do it again soon.
Oh, for sure. You coming back tomorrow?
Man, I wish I can, but I think Ray might be coming back.
Aww. Come in early and hang out with us.
You know, I'm gonna come through and I'm just gonna like throw chicken at y'all.
Oh, it's a lot of group broke up.
Hey, we out.